and eminently talented. The lady in this oval frame presented, her high bosom adorned by that bouquet. Don't look at that one. This one, look this way. Those eyes, see what pride in them shows. Regard her nobly chiseled nose. King Frederick became spellbound then and there. She, chaste to the occasion, rose, stepped with respect on kingly toes, and hissed and scoffed at him with indignation, till he was heard with utmost consternation to say with so contrite an air,
"Ma chère, never knew I one so fière."
The tale is true, and even now it could, I'd say, be verified. Dull-witted lass, why look so stupefied? Your face is blank. At once do answer. How? Would you not know me by my lofty brow? Almighty Christ, Susanna cried, and from her fingers fell needles, thread, and scissors to the floor. 'Tis you, m'lady, sure. I couldn't tell. She couldn't tell. She's all agape, the sow. Take your lace maker's pillow out this door, for shame. But what else is there to expect when such a slut for company I graciously select? The countess, from chagrin, had another spell of gout. I thank you, one and all. You've heard this poem out.